Behind those warm and cozy nights at home, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People producing more U.S. natural gas. People building grid-scale solar capacity. People turning landfill waste gas into pipeline-quality renewable natural gas. And people delivering all of that power where it's needed. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
A very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Thursday, the 7th of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport. Live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Today's guest lists, in no particular order, Bill Hubbard, Richard Hunter, Jane Foley, Charlie Morris, Matthew Yeats, Eddie Tofpick, Zach Mir, Richard Perry, Ian Foster, Ken Odaluga and Maria Sara. Don't forget, the show is now split into two parts, one at 10 o'clock, one at 1 p.m. Let's welcome Bill Hubbard, independent financial guru and TV legend, is what the production team have described you as, Bill.
And rightly so.
Does that mean you're unemployed?
Let's get right to the point, yes.
So does that mean you're currently unemployed?
Just currently.
Okay. Understood. Well, you know where to go if you need
a big issue.
A legend, exactly. Let's go through a whole host of slides. Before we do, from my team, the SEO team, they've asked me to make reference to the daily trades page on our website in today's live show, www.tiptv.co.uk/daily-trades, found on the navigation bar on the website. And the note here to me, we did some amazing posts, example, Kiwi Shorts, Gold and FX in the past 2 days. So there's a new area in the website to take a look at. Right, let's kick off Tip TV in the 21st century. Tip TV finance app. Get the latest tips first download from the App Store. Right, let's move swiftly on to broker forecasts. I chose these three today in the absence of Zach for this segment. ITV, Simewood, Home Retail, ITV, Pill Hunt Buy. We've seen beginning of last year, lots of people were very keen on the media sector, and I thought that basically Pill being on a buy, I guess there are lots of M&A potential in that area. Secondly, Simewood Group, a buy. I actually managed to get to the movies this summer, and I'm pretty convinced, okay, that there's still a place. There's a place for the cinema on Saturday night.
I agree.
And the local cinema for me has actually bought the restaurant opposite.
I was just going to say, can you eat?
Well, you can, and you can have a drink. So, and finally, Home Retail Group, City Group go neutral, 135 total. Very interesting. Evening Standard last night, the City editor was suggesting that the breakup value of Home Retail is much, much higher than this level, and was suggesting you had some of those in your portfolio. Right, let's have a quick look at the charts on these. In the absence of Zach, basically, we've got a series of higher highs and higher lows on the ITV chart. Obviously, resistance around this 275, 280 area chart as of last night. Let's move on to Sign World. Again, a succession of higher highs and higher lows. Key chart point there, £5.20. Old resistance into new support. Back to your JJ Murphy if you want to understand your technicals. And finally, the Home Retail Group. We talked about this basically a flush out before you often get an M&A activity. And Zach highlighted this over Christmas. You get a new move south for the move. Basically, you get the weak hands out and then boof, off you go. And there's a gap to be filled there up until £1.50. Right, let's go on to the S&P 500, part of Investors Intelligence reports. They opened this morning, and this was as of yesterday morning, but I thought it was quite key that we were looking at a couple of levels. The S&P 500 probed the 1990 level, testing lows from Monday in December. It's a significant shelf since it was previously resistance during late August and then September. Therefore, it really needs to repel today's selling pressure, which it didn't, to maintain the bullish case. A brief break of support is acceptable, and that would throw in a possible bear trap. Okay, so we're looking at 1990. What's the definition of a break to the downside? Okay, lots of textbooks would say between 1 and 3% or a two-day close below. And that depends on in terms of your trading style. But again, a key chart point. Let's go on to something that our friend Paul Coffin sent to me overnight. And this very simply is the performance of the FTSE to Wall Street, the S&P 500. It's extraordinary, Bill, that the S&P has just massively outperformed the FTSE 100.
Well, not really, Bruce. I mean, I don't need to tell you. Is look at the percentage of commodity-related shares on the FTSE. And my feeling is 10 years ago when commodity was going up, 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 and up, The FTSE didn't indicate the UK economy. Now they're just going down, down, down. Again, it doesn't indicate the strength of the UK economy.
Understood. Let's go on to Nicole Elliott's thoughts of the day. Minutes after the open today, China's Shanghai Composite lost 7% of its value, setting off the circuit breakers, as was the case on Monday. The share slump was linked to the PBC, which today set the midpoint to the mainland one at 6.5646, 0.5% lower than yesterday's fix and the weakest for the yuan since 2011. All Asian bourses are trading lower. Second piece from Nicole. US Treasury prices rallied for a sixth consecutive day. So look, the 30-year T-bonds now yield less, 2.9%, and 10 years, 2.14%, than they did when the Fed raised Fed funds target on December the 16th. The spread between the two and the 10-year yields is at the narrowest since 2008. A couple of points on the Federal Reserve interest rate cycle this year.
I think we get two, one in March and one in December, okay? Mainly. March is pre the conventions, which will be June and July. December will be post the election. I know it's quite interesting. You know, even the Federal Reserve, the minutes last night, a little bit more dovish than people expected. But yet this week already, we've had the San Francisco President Williams talking about 4 of 5 rate hikes. And even Stanley Fischer yesterday on one of those other TV channels said he could see 4 of 5 rate hikes this year. But they only have 8 meetings. Right. Now, I think the simple fact is, and now this is ahead of tomorrow's non-farm payrolls, I am still expecting 2 rate hikes this year.
Understood. Okay. We've got you on the tape for that.
Okay.
What's trending? China, CRRC, Yuan Dao Valuation, Chinese Securities Regulator restricts big share sales as stocks nosedive. PBOC sets Yuan midpoint 0.5% weaker, biggest fall since August. Oil, Brent hits fresh 11-year low below $34 on China. And the Fed minutes December rate hike was a close call. You've been calling it incorrectly for 6 months now.
Well, it still was unanimous, okay? The simple fact is all they've done is move the dots. I don't think anybody, if they sit back and realistic, the Fed will have to raise rates. And I don't think anybody mentioned it last year, June and September, they were well behind the curve when they raised rates in December. And if they don't move until the middle of this year, they again will be well behind the curve.
Okay, let's move on to open currency positions. Quite interesting. People are very, very long gold at the moment. Would that be your call?
No, it wouldn't be. For the simple fact is, I think gold has lost, quote, its safe haven basis. Just look what we've seen already this week, okay? Treasury 10 years down 18 basis points this week. And with the slight problem we're having in Asia, look at the massive move we've seen in the Japanese yen safe haven and even the dollar reacting. The simple fact is, if gold was a safe haven, we'd be well above 11.50.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to Mike's morning markets. Overnight, Shanghai suspended. We've talked about that. Starting to feel that blind panic in equities with downside volumes picking up significantly. Soros warning of another financial crisis hasn't helped. Good old Mr. Soros. I would note, however, that credit markets and the dollar index have been relatively well behaved so far. Let's go on to what's hot on the wires. China, we've talked about that. Basically, dollar against yuan spiked to a fresh 5-year high at 6.76 before a sharp reversal to a fresh low of 6.6855 on suspected intervention. Chinese equities trading halted for day. Commodities, crude futures fell over 5% to 32 a barrel. We've seen Ladbrokes earlier this week offering 5-to-1 crude oil, either at 20 or 100. I know which bet I would take there.
Yeah.
And let's move on to the second one here. The gold, the rounding bottom breakout. This is a technical formation. Again, get your JJ Murphy book. Prices saw a rounding bottom breakout on the 4-hour chart, but let's move swiftly on. Daily chart, okay, we've got this level. Bullish breakout from the symmetrical triangle. Upside being capped around 1101, which is a Fibonacci retracement level. Don't understand why Fibonacci numbers work, but there you go. A break above 1101 would increase likelihood of prices rising towards the rounding bottom target of 1160. Right, there are our slides. Give me a final thought of the day.
Well, I think it'll be quite interesting to see what we get from non-farm payrolls tomorrow. My call is plus 197. I could see possibly a rounding with the rate going to 4.9%. And the key thing is I think wages could drop increased from 2.3 to 2.8, both for this month and next month. I know it may be weather-related or base seasonal factors, but if we have that increase in wages both this month and next month, all of a sudden, that could help inflation numbers.
We haven't seen any inflation. No. Right, Bill Hubbard, thank you for that.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.